Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam kažem nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o pio četvrtoj hodinu u Pittsburghu, a pio desetoj hodinu u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Paloka. Dneska je nedilja 10. septembra 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Rusin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Rusin FM at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. Our archives are located at c-rsmedia.org, and I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, September 10th, 2023. We're going to start off with a couple of selections from Eastern Slovakia. This is Oj každa en bodaj tja poterlo. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Russian FM. If you would like to make a donation or would like to get in touch with me and let me know where you're listening from, you can call me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. Or you can also contribute by going to our main page, the Carpatha Russian Society, at c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. The Delaware Valley branch of the Carpatha Russian Society proudly presents the documentary by the John and Helen Timo Foundation, The Resurrection of a Nation. Their president, Maria Silvestri, will be going to the Philadelphia area on September 16th to show this documentary and discuss it. It will take place, as I said, Saturday, September 16th at the Radnor Memorial Library, 114 West Wayne Avenue in Radnor, Pennsylvania. The event will start at 2 p.m., and Maria will take questions at the end of the documentary. Snacks will be provided, and there is a $10 charge for admission. If you are interested in the Delaware Valley branch's presentation of The Resurrection of a Nation by the John and Helen Timo Foundation and their president, Maria Silvestri, who will take questions after, please contact John Kupcha at this email address, johnkupcha@comcast.net, johnkupcha@comcast.net. Saturday, September 16th at the Radnor Memorial Library in Radnor, Pennsylvania. The Carpatha Russian Society is pleased to announce the 8th Annual Genealogy and Heritage Conference hosted by the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter. This will take place Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Eastern at King's College, 133 North River Street in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, on the third floor of the Sheehy Farmer Campus Center. Enjoy captivating presentations, savor our delicious Russian foods, and hear fascinating stories by fellow Russians. This year's presenters are Tom Peters, Father Paul Warhola West, Isabel Fernando, and Natalie Asikainen. In addition, there will be document interpretation, Russian items for sale, basket raffle, and much more. Registration is $50 a person, but you need to register now. So that is the 8th Annual Genealogy and Heritage Conference, sponsored by the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter, taking place Saturday, September 30th, beginning at 10 a.m. at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Space is limited and deadline is the 22nd of September. And to get more information, please contact George Polish at area code 860-490-1074. That's George, 860-490-1074.
Знати особи не дав, черешня в саду дозріла.
Today we remember one of the leading cultural forces in Slovakia, Jan Kaliňák, who passed away Sunday, September 3, 2023. Jan was a Rusyn ethnographer, activist, cultural and social worker. Jan Kaliňák belongs to the ranks of the most active people of the Rusyn Revival movement in Slovakia after 1989. He was involved in the founding of prominent Rusyn organizations. Jan Kaliňák was born on August 24, 1927, in the village of Gubine, which is today part of Ukraine. His relatives, Rusyns from the territory of today's Slovakia, were resettled there from Czechoslovakia on the basis of the so-called optanti, when the communist government lied to Rusyns that there is a better life in Ukraine, and caused many families to move. In 1956, the Kaliňák family had the opportunity to return to Czechoslovakia, and since 1959, they lived in Svidník. Jan Kaliňák studied ethnography at the Philosophical Faculty of Comenius University in Bratislava. He started as a teacher of music and song at the District Educational Center in Svidník. Later, he continued as a teacher at the basic schools in Krajina Poljana and Vyšná Pisana. He was an ethnographer at the Ukrainian National Museum in Svidník for 10 years. He also worked as a member of the regional government in Svidník for the Department of Cultural Monument Protection. Jan Kaliňák was a Rusyn with his whole heart and soul, and when the Rusyns did not officially exist, he still was engaged in Rusyn culture. This is evidenced by the fact that the wedding traditions of Rusyns were published in 1979 in a publication called People's Wedding. After the Velvet Revolution in 1989, he became actively involved in Rusinska obroda, the Rusyn Revival movement, when it was still Czechoslovakia, before the Velvet Divorce of 1993, when Slovakia became an independent country. He was also the founder of the district organization of Rusinska Obroda in Svidník, which he led as chairman for many years. At one time, Jan Kaliňák was a member of the elections on national minorities and ethnic groups of the Council of Government for the Slovak Republic for the Rusyn national minority. In 2012, he initiated the emergence of the Round Table of Rusyns in Slovakia because there is a need to create a Rusyn forum within the framework of which Rusyn organizations, institutions, and individual activists could come together and press their needs before governments and authorities with social forces. In the early 1990s, Jan was the founder of Bethlehemskyi Večer, the Bethlehem Evening, which is a play that is held still today with the children from the Svidník primary schools as they prepare for Christmas. In the 2000s, he founded the Rusyn Pop Fest, a festival of modern, popular Rusyn music. He was the first editor-in-chief and the initiator of the publication Naše Slovo, which is published by the district organization of Rusinska Obroda in Svidník. He was also integral in founding the Festival of Rusyn Culture in Svidník, which was able to replace the Ukrainianization Festival that had been operating there since the 1950s. Jan Kaliniak is the author of many publications. He published two Bethlehem plays. He also published Jarny Rusinske Spivanke, which is Springtime Songs of Rusins, as well as a memorial to Alexander Duchnovich, Juraj Cimbora, and others. In 2020, he published the first volume of the book Rusinske Narodne Spivanke, Russian National Songs, and further volumes are awaiting publication. In 1990, he published a valuable collection of poems by Alexander Pavlovich under the title Rusiny Zhelayut Byti Rusinami, Russians Want to Be Russians. He was a musician himself and knew how to play the guitar, balalaika, accordion, saxophone, tambourine, and piano. It was Jan Kaliniak who, together with other members of Rusinska Obroda, fought since the 1990s so that the Ukrainian Museum in Svidnik would be renamed the Rusin Museum, because almost all of the collected artifacts in the Ukrainian Museum come from Rusin villages. When those attempts were not successful, thanks to political pressure, we can thank Jan Kaliniak as one of those who helped create the Rusin Museum in Prešov in 2007. On the occasion of his 70th birthday, Jan Kaliniak was honored by the mayor of Svidnik, Jan Holodniak, who praised him for the development of national minorities and national culture. Jan Kaliniak died September 3rd at the age of 76 after a long illness, and the funeral was held Tuesday, September 5th in Svidnik, where he is buried. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat.
Oh. to wzięła była moja, a to wzięła starodawna, ej starodawna frajirka. Ja soj dumał, że to wzięła, ej, że to wzięła była moja, a to wzięła starodawna, ej, starodawna frajirka. Ciłko pół frajiri, kiedy z mała kus dolariu, ej, aby z odry pary wołił, to by z mała moja myła, ej, ciłko pół frajiri.
In mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with them. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. And two announcements from St. John's Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Before we leave you today, ladies and gentlemen, they will be holding their 17th annual Classic Car Show Sunday, September 24th in the parking lot of the church located 185 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Registration begins at noon and ends at 2 p.m., after which the car show will continue until 4. This is a rain or shine event. The registration fee is $12, and the first 150 cars will receive dash plaques and goodie bags. There will be over 25 trophies, including one large trophy, Father Jim's favorite, will be awarded. Awards will be given for different classes that run through the decades, as well as street modified and trucks. There will be a DJ 50-50 raffle, Byzantine Catholic auction, delicious food such as sandwiches, soups, halushka, baked goods, and more. So that is St. John's 17th Annual Classic Car Show, and that is on Sunday, September 24th. For more information, please call them at 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382. And on Sunday, October 29th, the 41st Annual Carpatho Rusyn Festival will take place at Uniontown at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 185 East Main Street, starting with Divine Liturgy, I think it's at 8 a.m. I was looking on their website, and that's what I saw there. After that, we'll go right next door to the Social Hall, where there will be plenty of Rusyn food, baked goods, drinks, snacks. There will be raffles, 50-50 drawing, presentations, displays, and musical entertainment by Sokira. So that is Sunday, October 29th, beginning with Divine Liturgy, and then 12 noon over at the Social Hall. Again, for more information, please contact the Parish House at area code 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusyn America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org, and be sure to tune in to Rusyn FM any time of the day or night. Wonderful Rusyn broadcasting. You can get it on your computer by going to rusyn.fm, or on your smart device, just go to your app store and look for Rusyn FM. Rusyn FM, your Rusyn radio station. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. Šťastlivo.
Ojči to kin stojit, što si vari vonka, spodobala zmeni, spodobala zmeni, daria divčinoňka. Spodobala zmeni, spodobala zmeni, daria divčinoňka. Ne tak ta divčina, jak bile ličenko, podajže divčino, podajže harna ja, na konia ručenku. Podajže divčino, podajže harna ja, na konia ručenku.
ласкує, а я притулюся. Рід за мене, моя мамко, рід за мене полюбив, рід за мене, моя мамко, черевіки купив, а сам босий ходив. Лучше було не ходити, лучше було не любити, лучше було ніч не знати, як тепер забувати. На ту верховину, щоб мені погуляти хоч одну годину. Рід за мене, моя мамко, рід за мене полюбив, рід за мене, моя мамко, черевіки купив, а сам босий ходив. Лучше було не ходити, лучше було не любити, лучше було ніч не знати, як тепер забувати. Лучше було не ходити, лучше було не любити, лучше було ніч не знати, як тепер забувати.
Голоси русинів Америка.